But don't you think that, I mean, don't you think the best show is about conflict and worry?
I think it has to be there, of course. It's funny when you're talking about this, I keep, and this is so weird, but I keep pinging back to like Big Fatty, and I'm like, he doesn't have very much depression or conflict or worry in it, but he does in a way, though, still.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The best show is about
Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1697 of the BFO for Friday, the 25th of July 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show,
y'all. We've got voice letters and again. Hello, state of the station is Big Fatty. I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, it is Crema in July, but y'all, I would normally be playing this music on this date because, y'all, as of today, there's only 5 months until Crema, and y'all, I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. But y'all, you are State of the Stationers today because y'all, you know, the State of the Station is coming up this coming Sunday night, the 27th of July at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. And y'all, I can assure you, we are going to have some major announcements coming up this Sunday night. So if y'all are coming to Vegas or you're just interested in knowing what's going on, be over at Pride 48 Sunday night. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess it, y'all. All I gotta say is I'm recording this before the Thursday night eviction on the Big Red app. But y'all, it's been kind of a boring week this week. Nobody's been too out of control or anything like that. But y'all, the Wednesday night little show on the Big Brother app. Y'all, it was that poor girl, Nicole, has, y'all, she's had to wear the frog suit. Now she's dressed up as a little German, what do you call it? You know, y'all, she's dressed like that Michael in Stuttgart. I mean, she's running around in her lederhosen and her little hat with a feather in it. And, y'all, she's got a big weenie in her hand. Big weenie, that's Michael in Stuttgart, all right. It's true. And, y'all, if you don't know who Michael in Stuttgart is, y'all, that is the second cousin twice removed of Miss Kim Beaver. And, y'all, I spoke to Miss Beaver, earlier on Thursday and, told her that Gus Chad was, drawing a picture of Miss Beaver, and y'all, she's all upset. And I suggested she put my picture above the fireplace at the lodge, and she suggested that maybe she throw it in the fire. Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, I just realized I didn't talk about the Big Brother. So I'll talk about that at the end of the little show. But y'all, now I've got that last can. From Gus Chad, and y'all, you know, on the back it says open July 21 through 26 sometime, and y'all, today's the last day of the week, Shalem Alakay, so I'm gonna open it on the 25th, y'all. Let's just open it up here. Big Ready, another cow, that's four this week. It's true. And let's just see what we got here. And Oh, Big Fatty, it's stuck inside the envelope. Gus Chad must spend a fortune on envelopes and postage. You know, you may be right there, Poodle. Y'all, I can't get it out of the envelope. Oh, here it comes. Okay. Oh, look, baby, look, it's Jack Frost. And y'all, it's a little picture of Jack Frost. And it says, Jack Frost here wishing everyone a happy crema in July. And it says, P.S., see you in October. Big Vinny, that is just lovely. And y'all, it is lovely. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for that. Big Vinny, can I take this over here with Squeaky Kitty? Oh, Squeaky Kitty. Oh, Jack Frost. Okay, but anyway, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the card, and you know it's lovely when people participate in a what do you call it in a it's not really a contest but a theme. It's a theme, you know, the creme in July. So Gus Chad, thank you so much for doing more than your part for that. But anyway. Let's see here. Y'all, what else do I have on my list here? Big Brother, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. With a cat. All right, I've done that. Oh, you're big, honey, you've got voice letters. It's true.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat and sin and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Turnipad here from the voice of Turnip Style, and there's just something that's been going on all my life that I just wanted to ask you about, so go ahead and cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from northern Mexico, up there in the Torontos. And y'all, it is from the Turnipad. Turnipad, what you got?
Okay, Big Fatty, so what my question is, I want to know, why is it that you always have to poop after you get out of the shower? Could that be any more inconvenient? I mean, it's not quite as inconvenient as when Granny has to use the parquet, but it's just, I don't know, I don't get it. So if you could explain that to me, that would be great. Cheers, thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is the Turnipad, and first of all, Turnipad, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. It's lovely to hear your Mexican dialect on the inner tubes, and this is an excellent question, by the way. Turnipad, quite frankly, Big Fatty does not have to poop when he gets out of the shower. He just poops in the... Big Fatty Vodka! No, I don't poop in the shower, but... I do pee in the shower, though, and I know Mark and Ed will be excited to hear that. Big Fatty usually has to poop before he gets in the shower because, you know, the coffee has kicked in. So what I'm going to suggest is to get this rectified or rectified, Big Fatty, that's vulgar, is that you drink your coffee about an hour earlier than you have been drinking it, and then you'll be pooping all over the place, and then you can just get in the shower, and you save some the toilet paper, too. Big Fatty Vulga!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Urban Gaitillo from the voice of turnipstyle.com. I have an Axe Big Fatty question, and it has to do with my reservation for Pride 48 in Las Vegas this fall.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Whoa, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's a second Axe Big Fatty question today, and it's the second one from Northern Mexico, up there in the Torontos, and it's from the Urban Guy T.O. Urban Guy, what you got?
I don't know what size I need. So how do I decide that? What size do I need? King size? Queen size? I don't know. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to have something that's too big, but you know, too small is never very good either. So I don't understand how you make these choices this far out. Usually I just choose right there and I just say, yeah, that's a king size. I'd like that. Or, you know, ooh, look, there's a queen and it's a good size for me. I don't understand. So maybe you could explain to me, Big Fatty, how do I decide what size I need? And because I don't want to be uncomfortable. Thank you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That of course is Urban Guy T.O. from the Underpants Show. And first of all, Underpants. Urban Guy T.O. First of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Now, you could have saved this question for the State of the Station on Sunday night, but I'm happy to answer it here. Now, I know for a fact that you're sharing a room with the Turnip Head, so you're going to be uncomfortable regardless. And some people would say, well, there are already two queens in that room, so you don't need two queen beds. And you know that the Turnip Head is a size queen, so... and according to him, you're king-sized. So I'm going to suggest the king size with a view. Big Fatty, that's what Turnip Head enjoys. King size with a view.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I just got done listening to It's All About Me again, and still nothing about anyway. Catching up with people. I don't understand. No. Gal, I'm almost wishing I wouldn't have even won just because it's like, well, I called. I've emailed before, so you have my number. I know people have asked you for my address before so they can send me little things in the mail. So, hello, what do you think I should do? I'm thinking about unsubscribing. I'm just getting so nervous. All right, so do you think I should go to the Little Shop of Horrors? It's August 5th through the 10th. Let me see, August 5th through the 10th. How much are the tickets? $20. $20. All right, well, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to do anything. I guess there's nothing I can do. I'm not going to beg them to catch up with me. Mostly, I don't even know what I would say anyway. Probably nothing. So, goodbye. Maybe I could re-gift their gift.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon and Miss Bacon. Oh. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. A couple of things. First of all, the thing of the catching up with catching up, you know, that Daniel, that not that Daniel, that Adam Brewer over there at the DI Plus, you know, they're on the hiatus now. He has a very distinct opinion about their little contest. And so you might want to contact him. I know you spent the 4th of July with him out there at Mount Rushmore. And so you might ask him about it. And you know, the other thing to remember, you know, they said, are you just get in touch with us and we'll catch up. Remember that came out of the mouth of the big liar. That came out of the mouth of the big liar. So I think that really your only option, since they don't want to catch up, is to re-gift their gift. You can send that to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365, and unsubscribe from Vero Speaks For Real. Be ready, you're going to get in trouble.
Hello.
Happy. Bacon.
Hey, Ferg, it's Bacon. It's a poodle.
Hi.
Squeaky kitty. Can I get three squeaks? Thank you. Okay, so, okay, I'm getting super excited. I'm trying not to get excited about Chicago yet because I still haven't gone to Sturgis. And so anyway, I'm excited for Sturgis, but I'm excited for Chicago in a different way. And I was just sitting here thinking, what if I'm walking down the streets and I happen to see, like, Rob Lindley or Patrick Powers, or if I saw Devin. Oh my gosh, have you ever seen Devin? And then I'm sitting here going, what if I'm walking, and I run into Tom and Terry like at a marathon or something? Not like I'm going to run a marathon, because I am not a marathon runner. But anyway, don't play the rest of the song show.
Hey, oh, dear. I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And Miss Bacon, I'm not sure if I know the dates that you're going to be up there in the Chicagos, but I'm sure that the Tom and Terry's will want to meet you at one of their places. I don't know which of their places. You know, they've got so many of them. But anyway, I'm sure you'll have a lovely time up there. You know, Big Ricky's up there. You're going up there to see that boy band or something like that. But y'all, it was just lovely that she said don't play it on the show, because you know Big Fatty always honors that.
Please tell Larry that I love him.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're supposed to cut that out. Oh well, you know, all of it didn't get cut out. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And by the way, I have met Devin. He came to Big Fatty's meet and greet at the bar. I don't recall the name of it off the top of my head, but it's closed now, so it doesn't matter. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair. Oh, the buffets. Oh God, I love ham. Oh goodness. Oh, the liquor. Oh. Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news. Yes.
Yeah, I guess y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to go back and talk about the Big Brother. Y'all, I think that Britney's going to be thrown out. I don't know that for sure, because y'all, I was looking at the feeds about the Cheddar Chat, and y'all, evidently, it could be Donnie heading out tonight. I just don't know, but we'll have to see. And y'all, evidently, there was some sort of shaving cream fight or something like that. It just caused all kinds of consternation, Big Fatty constipation. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, by the way, that was the last of the voice letters, so if you're thinking about calling Big Fatty, it'd be a lovely time to do that this weekend. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I'm going to remind you one last time of the State of the Station on Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time. That's the only time zone that matters. So there you have it. Y'all, I'm not quite sure what Granny and I'll be doing this weekend, but I'm sure it'll involve liquor. And at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver and Calvin from Howdy Do Pancakes. And boys, just out of curiosity, what is your consensus of Pride 48, huh?
The best show is about Big Fatty.
Oh, we all know that. Make your reservations now.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.